Let us go to God in Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We just first come saying thank you. Thank you for waking us up in our right minds this morning, oh God. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to keep a hedge of protection around our co-founders, Dr. C.J. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, we ask that you continue to be with the Desdeleon family as they continue to right the ship of artist life, oh God. Father, they continue to follow your calling to make artists what it's supposed to be. And Lord, as we just continue to give you the praise and glory, we ask that you touch the speaker right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to download exactly what you would desire the speaker to say this morning. So Lord, as we just continue to give all the praise, all the glory and the honor, we just want to make sure we say thank you. We thank you and we give you all the glory this morning. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. So I'm going to now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there? Host, are you there? Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. I guess we will just continue and keep things.
Okay, I'm here. I was trying to unmute my phone.
Well, praise God. I'm coming home now to you.
Okay. Good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and I greet you on this Give God All the Glory Thursday, and that is certainly what we are doing. Well, on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. We thank you so much for joining us here on the Master's Call this morning. And this call was founded in October 2010 by our two fabulous co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, whom we love to call our Dr. Dimples and our Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whom we love to call our Mother Eagle. We have a scripture verse, and that's found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they start their day. Now, we have a website, and on that website you can go to see all of the messages that have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. We have a theme also this year, and our theme, which God just blesses Dr. Vanessa with each and every year, a theme, and it is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me individually and collectively will clearly be seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, which you heard Minister Kai so beautifully do, and you also heard our praise team this morning, I believe I heard Minister Tiffany and Minister Sharon. I can't quite tell the voices apart because they both sound so beautiful. Or if you want to share a word from the Lord, you can do so by going to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and you will be able to let us know just how you want to be a part of this call. As we always say, you know, we are not a private organization. You don't need to audition. You just don't need to audition. I was going to talk about my singing because I think I might need to audition for that. But you don't need to audition to be a part of this blessed ministry. Just contact Dr. Vanessa or Dr. Brenda, our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, and they will contact you. Now, you know, on Fridays, we stay over a little bit longer just so that we can get your prayer requests and your praise reports. However, if it's not on Friday and you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can always go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And please know that we are praying for you daily. This is a company, The Artist International, which was Artist International and is now Artist Life. It was established over 29 years ago by the D.H. DeLeon family. And to find out more about this company, you can always go to the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they would be so happy to tell you about Artist Life. Now, there's a new morning motivational call, which is held every Monday through Friday, right after this call. And in that call, you'll be greeted by a team of great leaders who will give you vital information about the benefits of the products, the artist products. Today is Thursday, and Manager Dee Lee will host Testimonial Thursday on the MMC call. Well, so much for the announcements, because I am just so excited to introduce our speaker to you this morning. And although there are many accomplishments and successes that could be noted about our speaker today, her bio includes professional, social, and civic accolades. However, the one thing that she feels that is most important is her walk with the Lord. And I know that really true. That's for real. She's the real deal. She currently resides in Nashville, Tennessee, is a member of Mount Zion Full Gospel Church, and is the founder of Above the Clouds Ministry. Minister Candy says, by holding on to God's unchanging hand and his faith and faith in his word, we can all live above the storms that come in life. Personal experiences, she knows that there have been many times when the storms, hurricanes, and tsunamis of life would have swept her away, but for God seeing her through. And I know that to be so true. So it is my pleasure to introduce to you my BGFFFFF. That's like forever for everybody. The godmother to my daughter, Macy. A speaker. I mean, this is, as I said, she loves the Lord. None other than Minister Candy Gelino Wilson. Minister Candy, my BGFF, my person that I run and laugh and talk with almost daily. We don't run together every day anymore, but we get on the phone, and every day we have a good laugh. Are you there, Minister Candy?
I am here. So, you know, they just maybe Dr. Finesse and Dr. Picciotto need to have us together, because we cheer up every time we do this together.
Well, good morning, my dear. Take it away.
They're good, because we have so many good memories and prayers and breakthroughs together, that it's just amazing. Good morning, my TMC family. I am honored to bring you another message from the throne of God. Thank you, Minister Kai. You are such a blessing to the body of Christ. Thank you for seating and greeting our callers this morning and making everybody feel welcome. And Minister Willa, thank you. You are such an inspiration to anybody who really desires to live a godly life. And you certainly exemplify the best friend that anybody could ever have. I love you to the bones, girlie. Thank you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Words cannot even express the depth of my gratitude for your dedication and your commitment, for your leadership and your mentorship. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's pray. Father God, your kingdom reigns. You are the only God who knows all, sees all, and is everywhere all the time. Your eminence prevails over all of heaven and earth. I pray the power and authority of your word, that it penetrates the ears and touch the hearts of our listeners today. Father God, I commit my mind fully. I commit my lips, my heart to you. I come against Satan, and I rebuke every attempt that he makes to affect this call or anyone's life under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Saints, do you need a reboot in your life? Do you feel a tug? Are you hearing that call? Do you need to reset your marriage, your career, your finances, your friendships? Do you need to reestablish your focus? Where else in your life might you need to reboot, shake off the past, shake off the devastation, and move on with your life as God has planned for you? It is not God's will for you to be brokenhearted, broken down, bruised, battered, depressed, or in lack. You may have had more than your share of pain and heartache, but the greater point is this. As they say in sports, it's not how the game begins or ends that matters most. It is how you play the game that makes the difference. My message today is reset your life. Never give up. Last month, I got the news that two longtime acquaintances back in Chicago had passed 1 week apart. 2 weeks after that, just the week before Minister Lester transitioned, one of my dearest friend's brother-in-law passed. And during this time, I received the heartbreaking news that a young man whom Minister Willa and I knew from a young boy and to whom we had mentored had committed suicide. Life happens, and a life or lives change. There are many other life situations and life circumstances that can happen and will require a change in your life. The loss of a job, incarceration, medical problems, divorce, just to name a few. But I want you to keep in mind that God does not make mistakes. God has a master plan. And that master plan is not something that we're privy to. We don't have the privilege of knowing his master plan. I was married for almost 39 years to a wonderful man. We raised two outstanding children who turned out to be the kind of adults parents work, hope, and pray to produce. But I'll tell you, my world was shaken upon my late husband's passing. Things changed. I had to do things that I had never done before. I had to consider things that I had not considered before. I had to suddenly look at life differently. I was alone in a way that I had not been alone for the last 39 years. My days were alone. I went to bed alone. I ate alone. I woke up and nobody was next to me. I had to reboot. I had to reestablish. I had to reset my life. But I would not give up. I could not give up. God still has a plan for my life. My heart's desire was and still is to walk in the path God has for me. Our life does not belong to us. It belongs to God. We have to remember that he does not promise that we will always have blue skies, but he does promise never to leave us or forsake us. He does promise that he is our shepherd, our Jehovah Rohi, and our provider, Jehovah Jireh. And while I certainly was not looking or even thinking about another marriage, 2 years later, God brought me another wonderful husband. Psalms 23 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Resetting is not easy, but sometimes it is necessary. The question is, are you willing to lose some things? Are you willing to change some things? Are you willing to leave some things or people behind and do some things differently? If you own a computer, you may have gone through the painful experience of that computer being affected by a virus. Through no fault of your own, this virus is in your computer system, and it has caused your computer to malfunction. Or it has caused your screen to just simply go black. The techie people informed you that your only choice is to either have your computer stripped and reset, or trash it and buy a new one. This has happened to me. It is one of the most frustrating events that one can experience. You lose everything you haven't backed up. You lose your data, your documents, photos that can never be replaced, contacts, emails, and the list goes on. And just like you have to make a choice about the computer, we sometimes reach a crossroad in our life where we have to decide that life must go on without that job. Life must go on without that relationship. Life must go on without that loved one. Life must go on without that career. While the decision to do a hard reset is difficult, we Christians can do it with the confidence of having a backup. If you reset to align more fully with God, He will have your backup. You can feel confident that all essential knowledge is backed up in storage with God. All those things you were afraid of losing will be restored to you even greater than before. Remember the book of Job? Job lost everything. Family, fortune, health, everything. But what he would not let go of was his faith, and trust in God. And God restored everything greater than what he had before Satan attacked him. Reset your life and never give up. I'm reminded of a poster I have. There's a picture of a heron bird. This bird has very long legs, stands up tall, and a long beak. The heron bird has a frog's head in its closed mouth, and the body of the frog is dangling from the bird's mouth. But the frog has its two front legs, and they look like arms, clutched around the bird's neck, choking the life out of this bird. The caption underneath simply said, "Never give up." One of my favorite events in the Bible is Esther becoming queen and the difficult choice she had to make. Her choice, like ours, not only affects the individual making the choice, but it also affects the people connected to you. In few places is this more clear than the book of Esther. Queen Esther faced a situation where one way or the other, whichever decision she made, she would have to reset her life. You know the story. As scared as she was, she decided to take the plunge, reset, and go before the king unsummoned. As far as you are, and as afraid as you are to lose all the data you have accumulated over the years on your computer, you go ahead and opt to reset. Again, my message is reset your life, never give up. Your life is so much more valuable than the stuff that's stored on your computer. As wonderful as computers are, they pale in comparison to the riches inside your mind and heart. You can never allow setback to throw you completely off track. Even though some part of you may derail, other aspects of you are still on track. All you have to do is start your engine again. Start moving in slow gear. Let those wheels get set back in place, focusing on God. And before you know it, you will be at full throttle again. You were created by God for wonderful things. You are capable of love and friendship, of productivity and creativity. You can launch a career, start a family, improve the community, and make this world a better place to live. And ultimately, you have been chosen to participate in eternal life with its author. But when things happen, we sometimes get stale. All of us, at one time or another, find ourselves operating in a less-than-peak capacity. Your mind is crammed with a lifetime of input, information, and experiences, and it is important that it be not just updated or rebooted, but a full reset periodically. Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Just like your computer can have a virus for a long time before it shows signs of making you aware of it, unbeknownst to you, some of the information in your mind and heart has been corrupted. You've misremembered and misrepresented. You've mislabeled and mistranslated. You've misapplied and mismanaged. You've taken shortcuts and you've cut corners. You've assigned blame and held grudges. You've done things you shouldn't have and avoided the things you should have done. Like the rest of us, you have not only allowed but often welcomed the imperfections that have made operating at full capacity all but impossible. Nothing but a hard reset will align and recalibrate your data so that you, once again, possess the ability to determine the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Without a reset, your judgment will remain cloudy, and you'll find it difficult to distinguish between good and bad, acceptable and unacceptable, perfect and imperfect. Now, don't get me wrong. No one should minimize the life circumstances that we go through. However, there is a time for crying and a time for action. Tears and sweat are similar. They both have water and salt. But while tears will bring you sympathy, sweat will bring you success. When you reset your way of thinking about life, you will see results. You will get results. Getting reset will get the bugs and viruses out of your job, out of your relationships, your health, your losses, your finances. It can rejuvenate every aspect of your being. Reset is not easy, but sometimes it's necessary. And the key, once we recognize the need, is willingness. So ask yourself, am I willing to lose things I might regard as precious in order to gain even more of what God has in store for me? Life is about choices. Each one of us will face that moment when the choice is to reset or stay where you are. And the decision you make at that moment will affect the rest of your life. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Minister Candy. Thank you so much for that powerful word. Oh, I just love it. I'm telling you, family, that's something you want to chew on again today. Reset your life and never give up. And you can go and get that word again, and I'll let you know in a few minutes after we pray over our prayer requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning for eternally grateful, Lord. So great that we could start our day off with that rich word. Reset your life and never give up. Thank you so much for using your servant, Minister Candy, to bring the word to us. Thank you, Lord, that your word resides down in her heart and that she can just bring it up, Lord, and make it so clear and so plain, and the analogy she used to a computer that we all understand. Oh, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless her, Lord, that you continue to fill Pastor Candy up, that you continue to use her mightily for your kingdom, Lord. And, well, Lord, whatever her hands touch, let it prosper therein. Bless her new husband, oh, God, as they began to come up on celebrating their one-year anniversary in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for restoring Minister Candy, oh, God, and that she didn't give up during the tsunamis in her life, Lord, and that she is a living witness and a testimony to others who may be going through the same thing or something very similar. Lord, we lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts-Katzen. Father, we ask, oh God, that you can, that word today, oh my God, I know it just really enriched her today, Lord. I pray, oh God, that as she goes through the days ahead, and thank you that she's going through it differently this time, Lord, that she knows, oh God, that she is never going to give up. Give her the strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who wasn't feeling very well the other day, oh God, and we pray, Lord, that you have just energized her body and you've taken away all the infirmities and everything, oh God, that may have been causing her to feel not like her old self in the name of Jesus, not like herself in the name of Jesus, Father. And we just thank you, Lord, that your hands of mercy, your hands of protection, your hands of healing were all over her and are all over her. Continue to be with Mother Josie, oh God. Continue to, oh, just thank you that she is in the best care, Lord, with her dear daughter, Lord. And but the best care is being in your hands. Lord, continue to watch over our Mother Josie in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for watching over and being with Mother Oliver, Lord. And Father, for our entire Master's Call family, Father, we lift up the Boundary family before you. We lift up Joanne Grady family. We lift up the Flanagan family. We lift up Emily Brodnick. We lift up Shar Johnson. We lift up Eugene Matthews. We lift up Patricia Thomas. We lift up our sister Sharon Stowers. We lift up, oh God, as I said, each and every prayer warrior, Lord. We ask that you touch in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Father, from our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, and our sister Benita, and our pastor Candy, and also God's Cynthia. Oh, Lord, just continue to bless them in a mighty way. We lift up Jackie, Minister Jackie, Lord. We lift up in the name of Jesus, Minister Keisha. We lift up Minister Kai. Father, we just thank you so much for what you're doing in their lives. We lift up Minister Benita in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our dear mother-to-be again, Minister Rebecca. We lift up Minister Robin. We lift up Minister Sharon Stowers, as I said already. We lift up Minister Tiffany and Minister Wanda, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for doing the above and beyond in their lives. Father, you know we all are in need of something in the name of Jesus, individually and collectively. So we give it to you, Lord. And, Father, we just ask that this day that you bless the VA's De Leon family. Father, you know the witty ideas that you have for them. You know the struggles, oh God. And, Father, we ask that you just enable them to press forward in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for how their products have been a blessing to so many. Father, now we just ask that you continue to strengthen us for this day, that you allow us to show your awesome love and glory in some way to somebody in the name of Jesus. We say hallelujah and amen, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, my family, you're going to want to go back and hear this powerful message that Minister Candy brought us today, and you can go to 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957677#. The new morning motivational call is next, and today is Testimonial Thursday, and you can go, and Dee Lee will be hosting that call. You can go to 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294617#. Again, thank you, Minister Kai, for greeting everyone this morning with such grace. Thank you so much, our praise and worship team, Minister Sharon and Minister Tiffany, for just lead ushering us in with the praise this morning. And once again, thank you, my BGFF, Minister Candy, for that rich, rich, profound, much on time and needed word that you gave to us. And I will call you back for the benediction. But before we go, my family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Father God, you are so big. God, you're so great. You're so good. You're so magnificent. I stand in awe of you. You are so loving, so faithful. Thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy and grace and patience. Thank you for the opportunity to be better Christians. Thank you for the courage you give us to choose to reset our lives. Thank you that we make a difference in the lives of others and make this a better place in which to live. God, I pray that we may see and hear you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name, amen. TMC family, I love you. Have a super spiritually productive day, and go out and be a blessing to somebody. Bye-bye.